Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Gary Downing, and I'm joined by BaltimoreRavens.com columnist John Eisenberg. We're going to give you a little bit of a preview to Sunday's game against the Dallas Cowboys. John, to start things off, just kind of an overarching, overall look at the game, what do the Ravens need to do to win?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's a home game. The Ravens have been really good at home, especially against NFC teams under John Harbaugh. So, I mean, this is a classic sort of week. The Cowboys, a team they don't see very much. An interesting opponent. They have good games, they have bad games. I'd say this is one of those weeks where, you know, whatever you do, find a way to defend your home turf. That should definitely be the theme and continue what they've been doing at home.
Last week against the Chiefs, of course, no touchdowns scored by either team. The offense clearly didn't have its best showing of the season. What does the offense need to do against the Cowboys to kind of get back on the right track this season?
I think in this game, you need to run the ball a little bit more. I think this is a Ray Rice game. The Cowboys went to a lot of trouble in the offseason to ramp up their pass defense. It was really poor last year. They spent a lot of money and energy, and it's much better this year. Number one in the league, mm-hmm. Cowboys, against the pass. The run defense is average. I would say, you know, obviously the Ravens are going to be balanced as much as they can every week, but this is a week where they can really make some gains on the ground. I say Ray Rice this week.
Pound the ball on the ground. Have you seen any difference home and away in terms of kind of what the key is of not having as much success on the road or offensively?
No, well, Ray Rice said after the game, you know, running that no huddle, they're afraid to do it a lot on the road because communication is an issue. It's hard. He used mm-hmm. that word. He said it's hard to do on the road. So I think at home, you know, they're going to have a better chance, but they have to figure out how they're going to do that.
Okay, and then I'll slip over to the defensive side of the ball. They're giving up a lot of yards. They did that especially in the first half against Jamaal Charles and the Chiefs. What does the defense have to do in order to shut down the Cowboys?
Well, the defense, it's a lot like the Chiefs game. The Cowboys run up a lot of yards too, as the Chiefs did. The Cowboys, though, are just about the worst team in the league in turnovers.
Chiefs might be the worst, though.
I think the Chiefs are far and away the worst. Uh-huh. The Chiefs, they're like almost minus 15 or 16, uh-huh. which is astounding. The Cowboys, I believe, are minus 7. Mm-hmm. It's not very good. That's right. How you lose games. The Ravens are plus 6. The Ravens are doing that this year. They're forcing turnovers. So minus 7 to plus 6. That tells you what the Ravens can do here. They're going to give up some yards. Tony Romo is a fantasy football star. He moves the ball, but they give it up. So you have to force them into that. I think that's the key for the Ravens.
Is there something to be said for forcing him to make mistakes, getting pressure on him, or is he a guy that just likes to throw it up sometimes? How do you force him to turn the ball over?
Well, it's been a little bit of both with him. He is a lightning rod for criticism in Dallas. That Chicago game, certainly a couple of those turnovers were not really forced. The Kansas City, a couple of those turnovers that the Ravens, those weren't really forced either. Some teams just beat themselves. So, yes, a little more pressure would be nice. It looks to me like Tony Romo sometimes gives it up without it being forced. You just have to, you know, hope that you're in a playmaking position and get that done.
Yeah, Romo's coming off a 5-interception game against the Chicago Bears the last time he played, which was 2 weeks ago on Monday Night Football. And, of course, the Ravens hope that he keeps that trend going on Sunday at M&T Bank Stadium. For all the coverage leading up to that game, make sure you keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.